Yeats had such a love of Sligo, and an awful lot of his poetry was inspired by the landscape and by the people of Sligo. To think that you know, over the last month that there's been two auctions now, and we have not been in a position to secure some of those objects and items for Sligo because of the financial position that we're in. But also I'd be very critical of government, national government, and that they have not been, you know, have valued Yeats, and, you know, have not put an emphasis on how it's important that we should retain some of these items, both for here in Sligo, but also as a national treasure, which Yeats was.